Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Christopher Schoenglass.
Okay. Sir, the Honorable Luis Quiñones will be conducting your hearing.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Schoenglass?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Christopher Antonio Schoenglass, 279-608.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're going to have a slightly modified script here because you've already had a PC hearing. But you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. You can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin on the opposite side of the judge working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, next to me, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Luis Quiñones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Yes, sir.
Prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification from advising you of this hearing today. I see that you signed that form on March 5th, 2019. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
According to that form, you have the right to hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Before we continue, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Schoenglass and Mr. Turner, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, sir, this hearing will be conducted technically in two phases, although you won't have a probable cause hearing. In phase one, we will determine the terms and conditions of your community supervision and whether they've been violated. In the second phase, we will determine whether your release should be revoked or reinstated. You received a probable cause hearing in front of a hearing officer on February 27, 2019, and at that hearing, due to Mr. Schreckengott's submission, they're finding probable cause that Mr. Schreckengott violated the condition of his release and has lapsed, or is probably about to lapse, over his own company. Based on the findings of the probable cause officer in the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Schreckengott delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision that he may have or have lapsed in employees or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Just 1 second, Mr. Schreckengott. I just need to fill out a little bit of paperwork.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. We're going to continue the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we continue, we're going to hear some background information from the Honorable Mr. Turner. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions,
yes,
and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Schreckengott. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Schreckengott was released from ABC custody on 1-3-2019 and arrested on 1-16-2019 by ABC on tech violations. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1-6-2019 with a CSED of 1-5-2020, zero absconded. Current convictions, 2010, commitment A, count 1. Sexual conduct with a minor, 7 years, 6 months. 2010, commitment A, count 3. Sexual conduct with a minor, 7 years, 6 months. 2012, perjury, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ABC with a CUIR score of 4-4. Mental health score of 3. Substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms on supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, intoxicants, violence, and assault sexual noted. Other arrests, 2010, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. 2012, perjury, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. He has a GB score of G1V3. He is a level 3 sex offender that is registrable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. Victim was 8 years of age.
Thank you. Mr. Turner, back to you, Mr. Schreckengast. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to approve to reside at Western Air Hotel in Mesa, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is that the only place you lived when you were on community supervision status?
Yes, sir.
Just one second, sir. And were you able to find work?
I did not have a chance to find work, but I didn't necessarily try very hard to find work either at that time.
Thank you, sir.
I was trying to...
It looks like that you were... that you did have a positive in January for methamphetamine and marijuana, is that correct?
That is also correct.
Did you have ongoing issues with methamphetamine, sir?
Yes, I did prior to my incarceration.
And we're in no position to unearth new charges for you, that's not the point, but did you have ongoing struggles with drugs while you were inside the Department of Corrections?
I did have one DWA. I was struggling at one point in time with... I was having a lot of family issues when I got that DWA, so yes.
Okay, sir. We have some sanctions notes that you were staffed by your senior parole officer and redirected not to ingest any illicit substances or intoxicating beverages while on supervision. And you were directed to enroll, participate in complete substance abuse programming with the warning that additional violations would result in increased sanctions, pardon me. So it sounds like the parole officer was working with you. On January 16, 2019, you were staffed due to a GPS violation. And at that time, you admitted to using methamphetamine. So it sounds like you were having some struggles adhering to your conditions of release, Mr. Schreckengast.
Yes, sir, I was. And it wasn't like I was having trouble with the conditions themselves. I was, honestly, I wasn't prepared mentally like I should have been. People here warned me about symptoms I would have, such as anxiety attacks and stuff. And I laughed it off, thinking that I wouldn't have those issues like they did previously when they got out. And I was like, oh, it's not going to affect me like that. And it turns out that they did affect me like that. I was having anxiety attacks in crowded areas because I did not mentally prepare myself. And I feel that I would be more mentally prepared now if you guys were to give me that choice to come out there and try it again. Okay. I know you guys have absolutely no reason.
I have a couple of questions, Mr. Schreckengast. One, did you go through sexual offender treatment or sex offender treatment program when you were during your prison sentence before you were released on community supervision?
No, I did not.
Was it offered to you?
I think I originally started doing it when I was in SMU, and then I got moved to other yards.
Okay.
And they never continued doing it.
And if this board voted to return you to community supervision, how would you behave differently this time?
would try my absolute best to do everything I needed to do. I would just be a little more mentally prepared to handle all the situations. Like I said, before I got out, I kind of shrugged it off and laughed at symptoms people told me I would have, thinking, oh, it's not going to affect me like that. And I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like a scare tactic that they gave youngsters in here, like, oh, you're going to have anxiety attacks and all that stuff. And I didn't think they were serious. I didn't take things as serious as I should have.
Okay, sir, I'm going to ask our fellow board members, they have any questions for you? Are there any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Schreckengoss, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
I hope you guys will give me another chance to prove to myself that I can do it, because honestly, I don't feel I need to prove it to you guys. I need to prove it to myself, but I understand if you don't. That's all I need to say.
Well, thank you, Mr. Schreckengoss, and I do appreciate the character of your position, that you have to prove it to yourself. We do represent the people of Arizona and have to make tough decisions, but at the end of the day, it's about your choices. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Schreckengoss.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as I just stated, I do appreciate Mr. Schreckengoss' attitude, and it seems like that he had a real shock when he returned to the community. Unfortunately, he did have numerous violations, and when I looked at the whole of the case, in combination with the history, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Hearing no further input, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board, the board number 2019W0150, the information provided by the Department of Corrections, as well as our discussion with Mr. Schreckengoss. I move to revoke community supervision as he's delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, inasmuch that he relapsed into methamphetamine use and did not adhere to his conditions, and that's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, followed by Mr. Johnson and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Schreckengoss, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about January 5th, 2020. I recognize that sounds like a long time away, but it is actually 9 months. I can't believe how fast this year is going. And, of course, that's easy for me to say. From the position of this bench, I know that you have some time left in DOC, but hopefully it will go quickly. So it sounds like you learned a lesson while you're out there, and we encourage you to put together a plan for your safe transition back to the community when you are released. I would like to believe free and clear when you're completely done with this sentence. You will not have to deal with community corrections. It may lower your anxiety, so please seek whatever counseling or programming that's available to you, and we hope to see you on a continued path of rehabilitation, pardon me, I have a little name made there, on a continued path of rehabilitation, and we hope to not ever see you orange again. This hearing is included. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board today, Mr. Schreckengoss.
I appreciate your guys' time and consideration. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir. If you could just set the phone down and tell the CO3 that we're ready for the next individual.
All right, thank you. Thank you.